Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back, everyone. Hour number two, The Drive on KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz. Your co-host, Max Power, producing and engineering the show. Tomorrow, we did not hear from Duda, so we'll make our U.S. Open picks tomorrow in the opening segment of the show. At 4:25 tomorrow, we'll talk to Sam Quinn from CBSSports.com. He's an NBA writer. We'll have movie Mike Furchus on as well, and our educator of the day, Jillian King from Wichita Collegiate. She'll join us at 5:40. Coming up at 5:25 today, the game. Jeff's been working on a good one. And at 5:40, Cody Hsu, assistant principal at Gammon Elementary School. He is our educator of the day today. So I didn't mention a couple yesterday's show, the no-hitter thrown by nondescript Alec Mills of the Chicago Cubs against the Milwaukee Brewers. And I wanted to kind of look into some of the nondescript pitchers who have thrown no-hitters.
Dozens of them. There are hundreds of them. There have been nondescript pitchers that have thrown perfect games. Dallas Braden comes to mind, a guy who didn't have much of a career before or after. Phil Umber, I believe, from the White Sox, who threw one. So it happens.
Threw a perfect game?
Yes.
Well, I don't remember that.
It happened.
I'll give you some nondescript people who have thrown no hitters since 1990. How's that?
All right, Bobby Witt.
Bobby Witt's not that nondescript.
Yeah, but he threw a perfect game, right?
Terry Mulholland, Tommy Green. There was a combined. Tommy Green's nondescript.
Terry Mulholland.
Wilson Alvarez, Scott Erickson. These
guys, good pitchers. You
Scott
can do better.
Erickson's okay.
You can do better than that.
Eric Milton threw a no-hitter.
That's crazy.
Bud Smith for the Cardinals, the last no-hitter in there.
And didn't Jose Jimenez throw one?
Yeah. Dallas Braden, of course, the perfect game. Trying to find Matt Garza, who was a nice, decent pitcher.
He's a good player.
But come on. No way that guy
I didn't like
throw
Matt Garza.
A no-hitter. Philip Humber. You mentioned.
Yeah, I said him.
Matt Cain, who's not nondescript. He had some nice moments.
Yeah, he's not.
Henderson
not bad.
Alvarez, who we thought was going to be a star. You know who caught his no-hitter? Our friend Coy Hill.
Remember that.
Wait a minute. Don't just jump.
But remember that no-hitter? It was on the final day of the season,
right.
I believe. And I think they needed a walk-off. So he didn't get to finish.
Yeah, so.
He didn't get to walk off the mound with a no-hitter finish.
Chris Heston. Of the San Francisco Giants, no-hit the Mets in 2015. I dare you to tell me one thing about Chris Heston.
Chris Heston.
I challenge you.
Pitched for the Giants. I remember Chris Heston.
You don't remember Chris Heston?
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Of course I do.
Absolutely, you do not.
Did he go on to pitch for the Pirates? Check him.
You are telling me that you know all about Chris Heston, who never pitched one inning for the Pirates.
Well, did he go to Seattle? He went somewhere.
Well, if you keep guessing teams, you're eventually going to land on one.
Okay.
Yeah, he went to Seattle.
There you go.
Then he was claimed by the Dodgers. Then he was claimed by the Twins. He had nothing. He did nothing in his career.
He was a relatively well-thought-of prospect, but he didn't have much of a career to speak of. and we can say that about a lot of the guys you're mentioning having thrown no hitters, including Alec Mills. He'll probably fit right into that mix.
Chris Heston, here's what he did in his career. 13-13 with a 4.55 earned run average. He may be the most nondescript pitcher to ever throw a no-hitter.
You'd kill for that line.
Let's get to Jim 35. Jim?
Yes. Yeah, on Sunday night, end of the game pass. It was called a interference by Dallas. Offensive interference. By definition or practice, that has never been pass interference back to 1940, and I'm the only one that complained, and I don't even like Dallas.
Oh, you weren't the only one who complained. There were a lot of people who complained about that. I have not seen the play.
I thought it was pass interference. They were looking for him extending the arm to push off. I think it was Gallup that was the receiver. And I thought he grabbed the jersey. That's what it looked like to me. I don't think he needed to push off because he had
Who is your NFL team, Jim?
Anybody who plays good rock and sock and football. And this weekend was really it for the most part.
Are you a smash mouth guy, Jim?
Pardon?
Are you a smash mouth football kind of guy?
Oh, yeah. The
guy
the fullback from Mandale the other night, 250-pounder. Just ran over this small lane guy, smashing to the ground. They hit him so hard.
I wonder if
250-pound fullback.
You know, Jeff ought to get out there to one of those games and join you out at an Andale game. Are they at home Friday night, Jim?
Yeah, they're playing Wellington, and Roger Staubauer Jr., very famous guy from Andale, from Wellington, will probably be there, I hope.
Jim, can we go to Goddard Eisenhower instead?
You can go any place you want. Still a free country. The next question is, it's about time that they restore the rights to Pete Rose.
Everybody else
is getting their rights restored and left out of jail and so forth. He's done 40 years
of hard
time.
I'm not a big Pete Rose guy. I just don't think once you gamble on a sport you're involved in managing, you've signed away your life to me. So I'm not gonna agree with you on that one.
Okay, the question I got: did he shave any points, or did he throw a game? No.
He says no, but who knows, right?
Oh,
I can't accept his word. He's a known cheater. Anything else,
well,
Jim?
Giving all a pass to all these druggies.
Anything else, Jim?
Huh? Yeah.
Thank you.
Heard. Hold on. I'm still here. The other day, Skinner got way ahead of you. Every little old lady in Wichita knows that Pete Rose spikes the ball to the ground after a great play. Except Bob.
I lost it when he said he was a first baseman.
Somebody would remember that the guy from Dallas,
Skinner.
No.
Thank you.
When you identified Tattoo, if somebody can remember the name of Tattoo, that was back in the 1980s. Rose was doing that in about the 1982. If you can remember Tattoo and you can't remember Pete Rose, you have flunked with me.
Something wrong with me.
Automatically.
Thank you, Jim. Yeah. I appreciate it. I flunked with Jim.
That's too bad. I was listening when he
identified Jim has
Tattoo.
A memory on him. You know what
he
I'm
does.
Saying?
He's sharp, sort of, I guess, in a way.
Why don't you go to an Andale game with him sometime?
I asked him if we could go to a Goddard Eisenhower game.
Why?
Just why not?
You're an Andale person. You live in Andale.
Okay.
So you ought to go to a football game out there.
I don't know if I feel welcome. We'll see.
Oh, come on. Get over it.
I'm over it, but it's just.
That's a heck of a football team.
Yeah, they're representing us finally.
Yeah, finally.
Finally, F-I-N-E-L-Y.
Is that a word?
Yeah, finely tuned, finely crafted. I mean, it's a word.
I don't think it's a word, but I don't know that it's ever used in that way.
I kind of classy then, my efforts right
I
there.
I think you may have blown it with that.
Potentially.
869-1240 if you'd like to get in on the show and visit with us. This is Jive Talk, a time when we put aside for our listeners. It is your time to get on the show and make your voice heard. Did you pick the winner of the East, Boston or Miami?
I picked, I don't think I picked it. I said it's going to go seven games, and I'll stick with Boston. I'm okay with that pick.
I'm more of a Boston guy, so I'm gonna hang with Boston. I want to see the Lakers win the West. As much as I want to like the Clippers because they got our guy Landry Shamet, and I love Landry Shamet. I love Doc Rivers. Why aren't I more on the Clippers bandwagon? What's holding me back?
I don't know. You seem to have this notion that they're hot dogs, or they're not taking the game seriously, or something weird. I just can't quite piece together.
I don't know. Now that I'm talking to I guess it's Marcus Morris, who's kind of a bully.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good guy to have on your team.
He knocked around Luka in that series.
Well, I mean, that's Marcus Morris for you. You've known that about him since he played at Kansas.
Yeah, but I don't like it about him. You know what I'm saying?
Talented player. He's arguably.
And I don't think they're getting the most out of Landry that they could. Although he doesn't really have a spot on this team. He's not a great fit for the Clippers.
Yeah, it's
tough. He plays a decent amount of minutes.
They are a veteran team trying to.
But they never give him the ball.
Well, who should give him the ball? Who should pass up?
They give Fred. Fred has the ball all the time.
Right, but he's arguably the best player on their team. Landry Shamet is a ninth man on a team filled with veterans. And
is his day to come? Is there a more expanded role in his future? He's only 23.
He might have to get out of L.A., but now you're suddenly on your third franchise. What does that say about the way people perceive you in the league?
Well, I think there
are opportunities for the kid.
I think the kid has a future. I just don't know that I'm not a big fan of how he's been used by the Clippers.
Well, he's going to play in the league for a while. I don't think Landry Shamet's in any danger, but as you said and asked, is this the right fit? And maybe it isn't.
I want it to be the right fit.
But they're at least putting him on the floor. It's not like he's just lingering on the bench.
He got to the Clippers late for 25 games last season and averaged 10.9 points per game. This year he averaged 9.3 in the regular season.
Okay, but so he was on the Clippers last year.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess he's doing okay, but in the playoffs he's not getting the ball. It's making me mad.
That's when you tighten up the rotations a little bit.
Because I want him to get the ball. You don't care. You don't view anything with any kind of an emotion or a desire for somebody to do well. You have no empathy or compassion.
I don't?
No.
That's news to me.
Let's get to Mike from New Hampshire. Hey, Mike.
Speaking of no empathy. Hey, Mike.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's up?
How are you?
Hello.
Go, Mike. We're waiting for you now.
Okay. I did two tours in Afghanistan. Lost my cousin. And lost a best friend. And if I see these women singing a song,
Mike, I don't know what. Where are you going with this, Mike?
The Star Spangled Banner. The way she sang it the other day, I just pray that they don't have any more black women singing the song.
Okay,
get him off, Max. That's it, Mike. You're done. Let's get to Michael. Michael, welcome to the show.
Hi, Bob. You get mad sometimes? Anyway, thanks for taking my call. Hi, Jeff. And
hey, Mike.
Bob. Yeah, can I read something to you that's on my mind here, and then I'm going to talk to Jeff a second.
Read it.
It's Dr. Phil McGuire has stated, soon becomes the truths.
Right.
Okay.
Meaning that if we repeat telling ourselves something, we will start to believe it, and we will have become what we think. Got it? Jeff, you know, I'm usually on your side. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, I do too. Now, Jeff, I think you're pretty good. I know Bob gets in your way sometimes.
All the time.
Well, 90%. Anyway, you said something that stuck with me, is you didn't know much about Muhammad Ali way back when I was talking about
boxing.
When
did I say that?
Very good memory, Michael.
I got a memory, man.
I've read two books on him, man. I know a decent amount.
After he stopped boxing and he got his disease, he said he hadn't done anything. And he carried the torch in the Olympic in... Do you remember in Atlanta he carried the torch?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
One of Jeff's worst moments on the show, Michael. That was a huge blunder.
Shit. Yeah. Well,
thank you. Thank you, Michael. What's going on?
I got to go.
I've never had to regroup on this show before. Max, I got to regroup. That was the worst Jive Talk in the history of radio. And now we will reexamine the whole concept of Jive Talk. We love Michael. We love our listeners. But boy, I don't know what that was all about. Back in a minute with a game. You're listening to The Drive KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.